for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Let's celebrate the choir one more time. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray together? We thank you for the assurance that God is with us. Thank you for being our Emmanuel. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for taking us away since last week. Thank you for bringing us back again today to be renewed in your presence. Thank you for making your house the house of prayer of all nations. We ask of you that you will help us individually and corporately to conform to your expectation. In the name of Jesus. Even this morning, we pray that you will advance us in our prayer lives. You will set us on fire again, and your name will be glorified. Thank you, righteous Father. Let this atmosphere be saturated with the fire of your presence. We bind every contrary spirit. Cast them to the lake of fire in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Welcome your neighbor to the right and the left to church. Say you are welcome. How was your week? Ask your neighbor, were you part of the conference, whether online or on-site? Amen. We thank God for the conference. I dropped my phone. I would have loved to read a testimony somebody shared from France. Yes, this is coming. That was forwarded to my phone. This morning, somebody who joined the conference all the way from France. We don't know how many people are watching us now. And a testimony, this is my first testimony after a long time. Her name is Adesua. Yesterday, while I was attending the final meeting, my husband brought the uplifting news that the police had successfully caught the thief who had broken into her car months ago, stealing my handbag and other valuables. This news came just a day after Dr. Friday Bike led us in a prayer session, urging us to pray, Lord, let every delayed prophecy be fulfilled now in Jesus' name. Although I prayed fervently, I was specifically thinking of the theft since I had moved past it. I wasn't thinking of the theft. My focus was on seeking answers for several other challenges we are facing at home. However, hearing this news significantly boosted my spirit, reinforcing my belief in the power of prayer and giving me hope that God truly listens and responds. So all the way from France, and those of us who are at home, what is your own testimony like? I believe everybody has a testimony. Somebody also shared testimony of healing with me in the course of the week, what God did. God moved mightily in our midst this past week. If you miss the conference, I'll just encourage you, go back and listen to the podcast. You can meet the media. I think they are trying to compress all the messages so that you can have all of them together and listen to them at a stretch. You can't be the same again after going through that experience. This morning, we just want to follow up. I know throughout this month, if you check our church calendar, every Sunday this month is devoted to prayer when the church prays. So we're not just going to be preaching it. We're also going to have time to pray this morning before we close the service. So I'll be speaking on advancing in your prayer life. Advancing in your what? In your prayer life. Growing in your prayer life. In other words, if you have been at the kindergarten level in your prayer life, what are you expected to do? You're supposed to graduate to the nursery level, from the nursery level to primary level, from primary level to secondary, and on like that until you become like Jesus in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's my prayer that the Lord will succeed over our lives, that the Lord himself will teach us to pray. Our text is Matthew 21. I'll read from verse 12 to verse 17. Matthew 21, verse 12 to 17. That has been the text even throughout the conference. We'll read from verse 12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night there. Advancing in your prayer life. Prayer remains an indispensable means to working with God. God has called us, first of all, to a working relationship before a working relationship. Many people love to work for God. What comes first is a working relationship. If you have not learned to work with God, you will not succeed at working for him. You only be involved in routine and religion. So the issue of prayer is very critical in the mind of God. The main business of the house of God, which is the church, is prayer. That's the main business. That's the main reason why the church exists. A local church that fails to be a house of prayer will end up being a den of thieves. So you can't be in between. If IBC refuses to become a house of prayer, what are we going to become? Will become a den of thieves, den of robbers, and all kinds of things will be happening here. That's the kind of church where you see the pastor that within the congregation he has impregnated how many girls? And they are still in the church, no church discipline. That's the kind of church where you see the deacons are holding one, their stronghold in one area of the church life. All kinds of iniquity, ungodliness will be perpetrated. Do we want that in IBC? Do we want this church to be a breeding ground for evil, for darkness to reign? I'm not hearing us. You need to tell your neighbor, God forbid. God forbid, though. So there's no in between. We are either a house of prayer or a den of robbers. And I'm sure some of us know congregations like that. We are not talking about yesterday, currently, that are like this. House of robbers, house of thieves, hang out for thieves. One of the ways by which Satan is killing local churches today is through prayerlessness. And that's one of the ways he's killing Christians. A prayerless Christian, we normally say, is what? A powerless Christian. Powerless Christian. So how do you define a prayerless church? A prayerless church is equally a what? A powerless church. And I add to it, it's also a dangerous church. Don't join that kind of church. If you are looking for a church to belong, one of the things that you must look out for is the prayer life of that congregation. If you join any church where prayer is not on the front burner, where prayer is not prioritized, where prayer is secondary, I encourage you, run for your life. What did I say you should do? Run 440. You know what they call 440? That kind of run that your ear will almost be touching your run. No. I was sharing with them in the service. Few things I've seen as we go out to preach on revival programs. And I'm not talking about Pentecostal churches or Anglican, I'm talking about Baptist churches where demon spirit have taken charge of the congregation. They still come to worship like this every Sunday. Witchcraft have taken over the church. Members of the church are just struggling to make progress in life because there are strongholds, what one man of God will call power centers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is not how God designed his church to be. The church is supposed to be a house of prayer. The church is supposed to be on fire for God. Too hot for the devil to handle. But you see today, Satan even attend our worship services and is comfortable. It shouldn't be. So one of the challenges God is giving us by talking about the house of prayer is the need to reposition the church to be what God wants it to be. Hallelujah. Excerpts from the Church Revitalization Conference. I just picked some statements made during the conference by some of the speakers. I hear one of the speakers saying, God made a personal claim to his house in our text. A personal claim. He said, my house shall be called what? A house of what? He didn't say our house. Did you hear that last Sunday? And the owner of the house has the right to arrange his house the way he wants. Is that not so? If I come to your house now and I say, I don't like this television where you put it. Let's change it. I prefer this television to be in your bedroom. Will you like it? You won't like it, but because I'm pastor, you will just respect me small. Yeah, and you're just praying, when it goes, I will do what? I will rearrange my house the way I want it. You'll be wondering what kind of pastor they carry television from sitting room to bathroom. So as the owner of the house, you have the right to do what? To arrange your house the way you like. So the owner of the house, this house, who is the owner of this house? God. I know we are talking about the house of prayer. We are talking about this physical house and you as a spiritual house. Amen. So God has the right to arrange his house the way he wants. And he's saying that he has arranged his house to be what? A house of prayer. So if God has destined the church to be a house of prayer and prayer is not going on there, then it's an aberration. It's a misnomer. It's a deviation from purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said you will be held accountable for every negligence in the place of prayer. That was quite striking. Every negligence in the place of prayer. God spoke through his servant that you will be held accountable. Another statement, he says, one of the greatest attacks you could have is one against your prayer life. And everyone here who has been in the school of prayer will agree with me that one area we come under attack the most is what? Is our prayer life. Our prayer life. Do anybody understand what I'm talking about? Is there anybody here that the devil always encouraged to pray? Anybody here? The devil just come and wake you up at 12 minutes and say, it's time for prayer. It's time for prayer. What does he do at 1 a.m. in the night? When you set alarm, say, today, I will do vigil today. And you set alarm, 1 a.m. In fact, you went to sleep at 8 p.m. so that you can wake up to pray. When it is 1 a.m. in the night and the alarm is doing gring, 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 gring like this, what normally happens if God has not helped you? You just stretch your hand to one corner like this and just keep quiet. Shut up. You put up the alarm, just press the thing, pyam. How many of us have done that before? In the house of God. Satan will never encourage anybody to do what? To pray. You know why? Somebody said Satan fears the weakest of God's saints on his knees. Anytime Satan sees you doing like this, say, what is he trying to do? I hope he's not planning to pray. He started throwing you all kinds of things. Some of us, it is wandering thought. You kneel down like this to pray the first 5-10 minutes. That's how your mind is going to Jamaica, from Jamaica to Zimbabwe, from Zimbabwe. You are just thinking. For some of us, it is sleep. Even now, some are sleeping. Let me do like this to your neighbor. Can you imagine? Great apostles, Peter, James, and John were carried to the mountaintop for prayer. They got to the mountain like this. Instead of praying with Jesus, what were they doing? They were sleeping. In fact, Peter slept that he was even dreaming. And receiving prophecy for Jesus. You know that kind of prophecy? Say, Master, it is good for us to be here. We will build 3 tabernacles. And Jesus looked at him and said, this one, person where they sleep, they give prophecy. Somebody cracked a joke. Somebody was praying and was sleeping. Instead of saying, Father, forgive me of my sins, say, Father, I forgive you. Father, I forgive you. You know, sleep is a bad thing. You know? When you are praying and at the same time sleep is jamming you like this. Satan fears prayer. Satan hates prayer. Satan will do anything to stop you from praying. For mothers, that is the time all the children in the house, that's when they are making noise, crying. Satan will just do anything in his bag of tricks. But we can overcome him. We can overpower him. One of the ways by which you can overpower all those distractions in the place of prayer is discipline, determination. Those days when we are writing WAEC and you don't want to sleep, when you are preparing for WAEC, what do? You carry water, basin of water, put your two legs inside. If I can do that to pass exam, I can do that to pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, we judge prayerlessness in every life in this service. We bind our spirit. We cast it out. In the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. No. Prayerlessness is not of God. It's one of the weapons of the enemy to keep us the standstill. God responds to prayer. Prayer brings down his presence. Prayer brings down the fire. And this statement also was quite striking for me. You know, the man of God said, if people don't know you for anything, let them know you for your prayer life. Huh? If they don't know you for anything at all, let people know that, that sister, she's a woman of prayer. That brother is a man of prayer. Let them know you for your prayer life. Let them know that this person spent quality time in the presence of God. I know, as believers, what excuse do we have for not praying? The access has been provided. In the Old Testament, it wasn't so. Only the high priest had access to God. In our dispensation, Jesus has paid the price. By the new and living way, through his shed blood, he has provided direct access to God. We can relate with God directly. And that is a great opportunity that we shouldn't waste. How do we advance in our prayer life, considering our text? The number one thing that it will require to demand is the need to invite Jesus back to his temple. We need to do what? Invite Jesus back. Invite him back to his temple. We read in that verse 12a how Jesus entered the temple. Jesus entered the temple. In the preceding verses, Jesus rode to Jerusalem on a donkey, and people were celebrating and worshiping him. And thank God that Jesus was not carried away by the euphoria of that celebration. His goal that particular day was to go to the temple to carry out a divine mission. And after all said and done, Jesus, verse 12 says, entered the temple area. We are the temple of God as individuals, Christians, as a local church. This building is the temple of God. God needs to come back. Jesus needs to come back again to do what he did some years ago. Need to do it in IBC. Need to do it in every local church around the world. Hallelujah. And we can invite him to come. And as he comes, we trust him for this kind of miracle. May he come back to the church in Nigeria and around the world. Are you happy with the state of the church in Nigeria? Are you happy? I'm asking us, or some of us don't know the state of the church in Nigeria. All kinds of atrocities happening in the church today. Everything you are looking for is in the church. Whether 419 or 410, they are where? They're in the church. The most difficult set of people to do business with today, they are where? They're in the church. When they are looking for a job, they beg. Pastor, let me talk to so-and-so. I need job. You talk with them, finish. They collect job. They will not go to work on time. Or they employ them, they are sleeping. They are the ones that will take permission. Out of 5 days work in a week, you won't see them 3 days. God needs to visit the church. He needs to visit the pulpit. Visit the pew. Corruption, all kinds of impurity in the body of Christ. So we need to pray that he comes again. He needs to come again. And may he come again. I didn't hear your amen. May Jesus come again to his church in Nigeria. May he come to IBC and set things in order. Number two, if we're going to advance in our prayer life, is that we need to ask the Lord for his cleansing. We need to ask the Lord for what? For his cleansing. You know, one of the reasons why prayer may be a challenge to some of us, one of the reasons why prayers are not being answered is because prayer is predicated on a life of purity. Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4, what did it say? Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who will stand in his holy place? You see, that's one definition of prayer. Prayer is an ascension. When you are a man of prayer, you will always ascend. Prayer is an ascension into the presence of God. Prayer is a standing. Prayer gives you a right standing before God. But the question is, who may do that? What did verse 4 say? Verse 4 says, he who has what? Clean hands and pure heart. Clean hands and what? Pure heart. Clean hands and pure heart. So somebody say, Pastor, they are praying in Nigeria. And I've attended conferences even outside Nigeria that people say, oh, Nigeria, you people are prayerful. You are praying in Nigeria. You are praying your country. We have seen revival. But we know that prayer is going on. But we are seeing minimal results. You know why? Most of the lives behind that prayers, the hands are not clean. The hearts are not pure. So it's not the volume of prayer that is the issue. It is the life behind the prayer. What is the quality of my life in the place of prayer? Have I finished talking anyhow to my wife and I come before the presence of God, you know, to begin to offer sacrifice of praise? No, God won't accept that. So Jesus came to this temple, and the Bible says he drove out all who are buying and selling there. He drove out all who are buying and selling there. Jesus needs to repeat this in every local church in Nigeria and around the world. Jesus needs to come back to our churches and drive out certain categories that shouldn't be there. I've heard also false teachings, false doctrines. You hear people say the church is a hospital. The church is not a hospital. Are you hearing me? So if the church is a hospital, are we going to conquer the world when sick people are the ones Jesus will use? No way. He will need to heal them. Hallelujah. 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 For us to grow in our prayer life, Jesus, we need to drive out certain orientation, certain culture, certain tendencies, certain habits, certain character, certain attitudes that is not in conformity with holiness, with purity, with righteousness. Can you imagine in Jesus' days how what they have turned the church to? A business center. And is it not like that also today? That some of our churches have become what? Business what? Centers. Business center. So what do they sell today in churches? Can we mention some of the things they sell in some of our churches? The way all of us are quiet this morning is as if you don't know what is going on. What do they sell? Holy water. Anointing oil. Actually, there's nothing like anointing oil. You can only have one anointing oil. The one that Moses and Aaron put together. There can't be any like this. In fact, God said anyone who compounded another one should be put to death. So what we call anointing oil today is not anointing oil. It's olive oil. Are you hearing me? Goya. Goya oil. That when you pray over it and consent, there's a good use for it, but there's also the negative use of olive oil. Okay? So if you come to church this morning, I say, this one is conk. Conk. There's the one you buy for 200 naira. But there's this one like this that Reverend Oyibo has prayed and fasted over for 40 days and 40 nights. If the thing touch you like this, if it's every demon in your village, they will just disappear. I don't say, I want that one. How much is this? I know, 5,000 naira. She see that the thing don't great, don't change. See, there's another one. This one, all the pastors in IBC combined together, they fasted for 100 days. That one, just by seeing it, just see it like this. Every problem in your life will be solved. How much is it? See, not, it's not expensive. Just bring 20K. Are people buying it? I'm asking, are people buying it? It's likely somebody is even here now. You have been buying it. Eh? Pastor, I think there's money in that, you know. I think we should try it. We should try. Praise God. So they sell olive oil. What else do they sell today, Joy? White handkerchief. White handkerchief. White handkerchief. And we have scriptures to back all of this, you know. Are there not scriptures? There are scriptures. They will quote Acts chapter 19 for us. That they took handkerchiefs from the body of Paul. Okay? There's nothing wrong if you say, okay, bring your handkerchief, we pray over it, and you go with it. Than for you now to say, this particular one, you have to pay for it. Turn the church to commercial centers. There are some men of God, you can't see them in their office. You have to pay consultation fee. Consultation fee. And it depends on the grade of the man of God. You know there are grades. Eh? Praise God. How much do they normally pay? You have an idea? 10,000, it ranges from 10, 25, and all that. Excuse me, where did we learn all this from? Have you ever read in the Bible all the time Jesus was moving up and down, preaching from one place to the other? Eh? He will ask people to pay money before they consult him. Did you see one of the things, one of the errors, even during this revival service? One young man who came to tap anointing. I don't know how many of us were in service on, was it on Wednesday? They gave their life to Christ and he brought, was it 100 naira? 200 naira, I saw one red, something like this. Give to the man of God that he wants to tap anointing. You know where that was practiced in the book of Acts? Peter looked at the man who did it and placed him under a curse. I went to preach somewhere and God helped us in that meeting. And as I sat down by my seat, one pastor just came and knelt down by my side and pulled his wristwatch and dropped it inside my bag. I said, "What is that one?" He said, I'm sowing seed into your life. I want to tap anointing. I said, I'm sorry. This one, there's no tap. So tap it. That's not how they get anointing. Anointing is too precious. Unfortunately, you now reduce the whole anointing to what? To wristwatch. Me, see my hand. My hand and wristwatch, they don't work. I don't use wristwatch. I'm not used to it. So unfortunately, I said they should drop his wristwatch inside offering. Make I no carry wahala from Benin to Lagos. We sleep in the night. Wristwatch will be pursuing you in your dream. I said, no, the one where I get, I never finish. All kinds of things today happening. We can't go into it. We can't talk about it. That's why we are saying we need to ask the Lord for cleansing. Personal cleansing, congregational cleansing. I know sometimes as pastors, we may not even know what is going on in the church. Members of the church knows what is going on and they say, no, me I no go talk. Me I no go talk. And we keep quiet until things really get spoiled. I want to tell you today, just like Jesus did this, every one of us is our responsibility. We need to take responsibility for this house. The den of robbers must not operate here. When you see unrighteousness, you see impurity, you see ungodliness being perpetrated, shout against it, preach against it, pray against it. Otherwise, all of us, we pay for it. So Jesus came. You know, if you read this in another context, the Bible actually says he entered the temple. It took time to weave the koboko. And I'm sure people are saying, what is he trying to do here? And when he finished, carried the thing like this. Like the preacher said on Wednesday, it was as if he was a madman. When you're preaching with the zeal of the house of the Lord, people think that you're insane. Say, why is your own like this? But he knew that if there's no purification of the temple, power cannot be restored. Glory cannot be restored. The presence of God cannot be restored. So we need to trust God for cleansing. Cleansing of my personal life. Cleansing of your life. Cleansing of the church. That's for those who want to advance so in their prayer life. Not that you get to the place of prayer. Everywhere is just sealed. You are not making any progress. Because God is saying, no, my eyes are to what? What did the Bible say? My eyes are what? Pure, too pure. To behold what? To behold iniquity. Number three, we must accept the purpose of God for our lives. The purpose of God for our lives and our local churches is to be a house of prayer. Any other thing apart from this is unacceptable and may attract divine wrath. To be a prayerless Christian is a deviation from divine purpose. Prayerlessness is a terrible sin. Prayerlessness is what? It's a terrible sin. Some of us are so prayerless that even when to pray over the food you want to eat, you won't remember. Most of the times, after you have taken about how many hands, I didn't pray. I didn't pray before I started eating this food. So I will not eat trouble. I will not eat trouble. Some of us, the highest level of prayer you can pray is this. They call it plus Jesus minus Satan. That's your highest level of prayer. You need to grow up. You need to grow up in the place of prayer. Prayerlessness is a terrible sin. It is an indirect way of cooperating with Satan to corrupt the house of God. Please take your prayer life serious. Guard your prayer life. Guard it. What did I say you should do to your prayer life? Guard it. Protect it. Protect it. Because Satan will not want you to pray. Guard it. That time you have set aside, protect it. Don't allow indiscipline. Don't allow phones. Don't allow text messages. Don't allow any intrusion. Let everybody around you know that from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., mommy is praying. And nobody dare comes close. The mother of the Wesleys, that's one testimony about her. I think history says she has about 12 children. And every morning, all the children know that once Mama sent the older ones who are going to school, they have all gone to school. The remaining ones in the house know that once she enters that room and shuts the door, you dare not cry or go and knock the door. You will receive serious beating and you will not do it the next time. Because that is just the 1 hour she has to do what? To pray before the other ones start. You can imagine raising 12 children. So God help her to undo those distractions in the place of prayer. And you see, you can't be a mother that prays and your children will not turn out well. Somebody said, your children can resist your words, but they cannot resist your prayer. Hallelujah. So you have a child that is going rebellious. Just go and bend your knees. Declare 3 days fasting and prayer. God, arrest Deborah wherever she is. Arrest John. Lord, I bind every evil spirit working in her life, working in his life. I give you 3 days, you will see testimony. They can resist your words, but they cannot resist your prayer. Because your prayer moves the hand of God into that situation. How many of Mama Wesley's children turn out to be wonderful? We have preachers, doctors, lawyers out of those children. Because there's a praying mother. May the Lord help all of us to take our prayer life serious. Don't joke with your prayer life. Please, I beg you. Number 4, advancing in a prayer life demands that we must not fall asleep again. We must not do what? Fall asleep again. Verse 13 of our text tells us, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. In Matthew 13, 24, something happened when people were sleeping. Matthew 13, verse 24, Jesus told another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, what happened? His enemy did what? came and sowed wheat among the wheat. Tears. King James will use the word tears. The NIV used the word wheat among the wheat and went away. Can you see the enemy? The enemy is very strategic. Very, very strategic. He didn't come in the daytime when everybody was awake. He put everyone to sleep. Each time I read this scripture, I'll be asking myself, why must everybody be sleeping at the same time? You know, the answer is the enemy's strategy. Ah, may God keep us awake. Can you see the danger of everybody sleeping at the same time? Did you see that this enemy didn't carry any machine gun? He didn't carry AK-47. He didn't carry any physical weapon of mass destruction. What was the enemy carrying, sir? What was the enemy carrying? Tears. Weeds. If you see what we are talking about, they are so small, imperceptible. After putting everybody to sleep, he did not even stay. He did not sit down. What did he do? He just dropped the seed. Just drop it. Just drop it. And went away. And nobody saw the impact of what the enemy did until some weeks. They saw that the wheat that were planted, they were all coming out. And as the wheat were growing, the weeds were also coming out. Did you see the enemy? Did you notice that the two of them start with wee-wee? Wheat and wheat. And some zealous brothers came and said, ah, no, we will not permit this. Give us permission. Let's go and uproot those weeds. The master looked at them and said, the enemy has done the damage. This enemy is so strategic, you can't remove this without harming the wheat. So let both grow together. You see, there are some of us that are growing together with certain conditions of life. Are you following me? That can't be taken away until harvest. And how did it happen? Carelessness. That careless moment when you slept off in the spirit. You know, we're not just talking about physical sleep now. Are you following me? I know some of us now, your prayer life, that is how your prayer life is. You are already sleeping. You come to the place of prayer, you want to spend 30 minutes. You will sleep for 20 minutes. And like I said in the first service, when you are watching European League, is it European League they call it? Championship. Champions League. Okay. May I just watch anyone I stumble at? Now I like football, I love to watch, but I don't know which one I belong to. But you know, when you are watching that thing, if Super Eagles is playing now, you will see, oh, my brother. Hey. Let them finish that match in 5 minutes. You say, brethren, it's time for us to pray. The same person that is shouting, bah, 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 bah now. So you now ask yourself, why is it like this? Is the enemy. I've never seen where Satan cooperated with anybody to pray. Have you ever seen where Satan will encourage you to pray? Mm-mm. He will put all kinds of barricades. If you are unfortunate, your husband is not a believer. That is when your husband will tell you, I want my lunch. I want my dinner. Yeah? And you want to be a good wife. So you leave the prayer now and go and do what? Say, God, you understand, oh, I want to pray. Oh, but the Bible also says I should do what? Submit to my husband. So submission has robbed you of your what? Of time alone with God. Can I ask you under God, how is your prayer life? How is your altar? Do you still pray the way you used to? Or dust have settled on your altar? We must not fall asleep again. Sleeping is dangerous. Dangerous. Number five, we must allow this house to be a place of solution. Needs of people can't be met. Miracles can't take place. Blessings can't fall from heaven in the house of thieves. God will first of all do the cleansing before the miracles. That's why you see in that verse 14 that it was after Jesus had cleansed the temple that the Bible says the blind and the lame came to him where? At the temple. Because all this way they want to come. They won't allow them to. No space. Jesus cleansed, purged the temple, scattered the tables, chased them out. And those who have needs came in and they received answers to their prayers. Those of us who are part of the conference, follow through. Part of the prophetic declarations we received from Bishop Allman on the second day of his teaching. If you are not in that service, I encourage you go back and take all of them. He was leading us through 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And he shared with us three things that this house represents. Who remember the three things? Okay, Rochima. At least one. House of forgiveness. That's the first thing the Holy Spirit brought to our attention that day. Looking at the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the second temple. If your people come to this house who have sinned and they call upon you, Father, hear from heaven and forgive. It's a house of forgiveness. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, chapter 6, verse 21. What's another house? The second one. House of what? Restoration. Praise the Lord. House of restoration. That's verse 25. House of restoration. Then hear from heaven and forgive their sin, the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land you give them, give to them and their ancestors. So in this house, there's restoration. Whatever you have lost, if you have lost your health, it will be restored back to you. You've lost your finances, it's coming back to you. Whatever you have lost, you can count on the word of God that God will bring it to pass. I know we have read that testimony of that sister from France. That's a testimony. There's a house of restoration. What's the last house that he told us about? The house of revival. That's verse 26 and 27. Talking about the fact that God promised to send the rain. Amen. God promised to do what? To send the rain. When the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray toward this place and give praise to you, to your name, and turn from their sin because you have afflicted them, Then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them the right way to live. And do what? Send rain on the land and give that you gave your people for an inheritance as of revival. How many of us want rain? You desire rain. The rain of God's blessings. I want rain. You know, I know God confirmed this word physically that same Wednesday. That while we're watching here, some of our brethren who are joining us online were calling from the mainland. That immediately the man of God made that proclamation, rain started falling. Somebody called from Abuja who said immediately that proclamation was made, rain started to fall. For first rain in Abuja of the year. Our own fell yesterday. Praise God. So the physical rain is here. And by the grace of God, the spiritual rains are also falling. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, we see from this word of God to us today that God has destined this house to be a house of prayer, not a den of robbers, a house of solution, not to contribute to the problem in the church. Unfortunately, that's what we see the chief priests and the teachers of the law doing. They were church killers. They are what? We describe them as church killers instead of church builders. How were they killing the church? They were killing the church not just because they allow iniquity to reign in the church. Actually, the chief priests and the teachers of the law were behind those businesses. Or you don't know. The reason why that business was there for a long time was because the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they owned those businesses. The arrangement in that old order, since everybody must come to the temple, every time you are coming, you must come with an animal in your hand as sacrifice. Depending on the magnitude of your sin, the least you can come with is a pigeon. Some will come with a ram. So they now decided that instead of people suffering, carrying the thing from the distance they are coming from, let's be selling this thing in number 7. Let's use number 7 and be selling all those things there so that as people are coming to church, they will buy it there. At the entrance, the pastors will collect, do the sacrifice. That was the intention, good intention, to make life easy for the worshipers. So before you know it, they started building shops. Building shops. The chief priests didn't get shop there. Teachers of the law also have their own. Who are the teachers of the law in today's parlance? Our Sunday school teachers. Who are the chief priests? Pastor, say it now. Pastor. So, pastor will have his own, if it's in the civil service now, I will have how many shops? 10. If I have 10, then maybe we have how many? Everything mine. No, the Bible says chief priests. The priests. So they ask, you have one, just one. It's all right. So everybody have his own allocation. Sunday school teacher have their own allocation. They've institutionalized evil. So when Jesus came, conducted the purge, the lame came, the blind came, they were healed. Instead of the chief priests and the teachers of the law to be grateful to God. What did the Bible say was the attitude? Eh? Did you read in verse 15? Verse 15 says, but when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shout in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. They were angry. You would think it is only anger. What was making them angry? What was making them angry? That Jesus scattered things, scattered their business. He scattered everything they put together. Can somebody join me this morning to pray that any business going on in this house that is not the business of God, let God scatter it. I didn't hear your amen. No. I say any business being transacted in the Ikoyi Baptist Church that does not have its foundation in righteousness, that is not ordained by God, let God scatter it. In the name of Jesus Christ. We must not allow evil to fester here. It starts small, before you know it, it becomes big, institutionalized, that the only person that can handle it will be Jesus. May the Lord help us. Lastly, to advance in our prayer life, we must submit ourselves to be used by God as agents of purification. As choir members, as COP members, Sunday school teachers, discipleship teachers, whichever ministry team you have decided to join, once you have accepted to be a member of this church, say, God, use me to bring purity into this house. Don't see evil, and you keep quiet. Warn the person. Say, no, we don't do this in IBC. We don't permit this in IBC. Where the person will now not listen to you, I escalate it. Praise God. When we do all that we need to do to help the person to repent, to change from a life of sin and impurity, and the person is adamant, there's what the Bible calls some people adamant sinners. What we just do is to show the person way out of the church. We will ask the person to just leave us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord make you and I houses of prayer. May this church be a solution ground. That you don't need to pray, you don't need to shout before we see God move on our behalf. Praise God. I'm going to spend a few minutes to pray within the time we have. Or close. How many of us are happy with the way Nigeria is going? You know, some people are happy. That dollar is 1,000 what now? Is it up to 1.5? 1.7. Jesus Christ. Some people are happy. How many are happy that kidnappers and bandits, they are continuing to terrorize the nation? Was it Thursday or Wednesday that 270 children were kidnapped? Children, innocent children who came to school. Primary school children, secondary school children, plus their teachers, came to school during assembly. They were doing assembly. When those evil men came and surrounded them and led them away. Even chicken, If you can't steal 20 chicken and you'll not be caught. 270, sir. 270 plus. Sadly, one of those children kidnapped was said to be 8 years old. So you ask yourself, what is the offense of an 8-year-old girl? I want us to know that this matter is not government matter. It is a matter that God himself alone will resolve for us. And it will require the prayer of the saints. It will require our prayer on a daily basis. So if you have not been praying before, this time to pray. And this also time to pray for government. What type of prayer do you pray for government? Yeah? Some people say, no, I'm not praying for them. I'm not praying for them. They are wicked people. You better pray. I was saying the first service. Eh? How many of you have entered luxurious bus? Eh? And your prayer point is that the driver should go blind. Eh? That the driver should be blind. If the driver becomes blind, what happened to... So, the person that is driving you is the leader. He must not go blind. You can't pray for a pilot. Say, God, strike him with paralysis. If he becomes paralyzed, what happens to the plane? So if there's any time you pray for our president, there's any time you pray for our governors, if not for any reason, because we have problem, God, open their eyes, give them solution. They are confused. They are overwhelmed. This thing is too much. It's unbearable for a human being to handle. We need God. Can we rise up on our feet? The first prayer point is to pray for yourself. You will stretch your hand to heaven and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of every prayerlessness. In every way, I've not been prayerful. In every way, I've not been praying as I should. Oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Can you say, Lord, I reject prayerlessness. I renounce prayerlessness. I bind every spirit of prayerlessness. I cast it out of my life. Yes, Father, I reject prayerlessness. I refuse it in my life. I refuse it in my family. I refuse it in this church. I bind every spirit of prayerlessness. I cast it out. I cast it out. Out of my life, out of my family, out of this church. I bind you. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. You will not prosper. I hope you are praying. This kind of prayer, you don't do jelenke with this matter. Something where won't kill your prayer life and you are taking it lightly. Can you ask the Lord, send your fire upon my altar again? Send your fire. Send your fire upon my spirit again. The fire of prayer. Yes, Father, we ask for fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire upon our altar. Fresh fire in the place of prayer. Release it upon every head. Fire of the Holy Spirit. We receive the spirit of prayer. Spirit of prayer. Spirit of prayer, fall upon us, fall upon us, rest upon us afresh. Spirit of grace and of supplication, we receive you, we receive you, Lord. Teach us to pray, teach us to pray. Help us to pray, enable us to pray. Strengthen our hands in the place of prayer. Strengthen my hands in the place of prayer. Glory to your name, Father. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are anti-prayer demons hired to stop us from praying. They are the ones that cause distraction when you are supposed to be praying. They are the ones that make you drowsy when you are supposed to be praying. They are the ones that will prevent you. They will not just want you to pray. They will not cooperate with you. You will raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I sack every anti-prayer demon around my life. I bind it. I bind it. I bind every anti-prayer demon around my life, around my family, around this church. I bind you. I cast you out. I set you on fire. I set you on fire. Set you on fire. Set you on fire. Set you on fire. Set you on fire now. You will not prosper over my life. You will not prosper in my family. Kapashata parabasha. Takayarabash. Rasata payanaba. Kaposa. La parabarabash. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. There are den of robbers that we need to set on fire. We raise our hand to heaven. We're going to pray for the house of Ikoyi Baptist Church and yourself. Every den of robber in this church, Father, we set it on fire. We set it ablaze. In the name of Jesus, Father, we set it ablaze. Every satanic power center, we set it on fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume it now. 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 Every den of rubber, we set it on fire. Kapa shataya. Rasata panabas, satapayabas. Rasata panabas, satapolabas. Every satanic hideout, we set you on fire. We consume you by fire. You shall prosper no longer. Let there be purification of this house. Let there be purification, purification of the Ikoyi Baptist Church. Let there be sanctification. Thank you, Holy Father. Glory to your name in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. You will pray that prayer for yourself. You see, there are certain things the enemy has sown into our lives. Some of those seeds, they may be there for the past 2 years, just dormant. Suddenly, before you know it, it begins to manifest. And within 2-3 weeks, before you know it, it has taken somebody's life. But they said the sickness was just 2 weeks, but the seed has been planted. You know, for years. I don't know how you pray this prayer, but I want you to pray it, whether you understand it or not. Raise your two hands to heaven. I'm going to say, every seed of the enemy in my life, Father, set it on fire. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, every seed of the enemy in my life, in my family, Father, set it on fire. Set it on fire. Every deposit of the enemy in my spirit, soul, and body, Father, set it on fire. Consume it, consume it, consume it, consume it, consume it, consume it by your fire. Consume it, consume it, Lord, by your fire. Consume it, consume it, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not released from that prayer point. Can you take somebody? Two, not more than two. Two puzzles. Sometimes we don't know how to pray for ourselves. You will pray that same prayer for that person. Say, Lord, every seed of the enemy, every planting of the enemy in my brother's life, in my sister's life, I set it on fire. I set it on fire. I set it on fire. Please pray for that person. Pray for that person. Yes, Father. Every planting of the enemy in the name of my Father, I set it on fire in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we set it on fire. Set it on fire. Set it on fire. We set it on fire. We set it on fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, we want to pray for Nigeria before we close. If you are from Kaduna State, please come to the altar and kneel down at the altar. Kaduna has been a center for all this evil, particularly the southern Kaduna where the Christians are. If you are from Plateau State, you are from Benue State, you are from Niger State, the Middle Belt, you are from Gombe, just come and kneel down. Any of the northern states. I was listening yesterday, you know, talking about the stories of persecution of Christians around the world. Do you know that Nigeria is the leading country now in terms of the Christians being killed? Islamic countries. We must not keep quiet. This fire must not engulf our nation. I want us to raise a cry to God. Oh God, come to Nigeria. Come to Nigeria today. Come to Nigeria this week. Cleanse Nigeria. Oh God, that is a prayer. Father, come. Come to Nigeria. Come to every state. Come to every local government. Oh God, come. Father, come. Come before it is too late. Oh God, please come. Come speedily. Come, Father. Father, come. Come, oh God, come. We plead. We plead, oh God. We plead, Father. We plead for Nigeria. Oh God, have mercy. Come to Nigeria. Come to Nigeria. Come to Nigeria. Father, come to Nigeria. As you came to Egypt, come to Nigeria. Father, come. Come this week. Come this week. Come to our economy. Come to our political life. Come concerning the matter of security. Come in Nigeria. Come to Nigeria. Oh God, come. Jesus, come. Oh, come, oh, Jesus. Come, Jesus, come. We plead for your intervention. We plead for your intervention. We plead for your arrival. We plead with you. We plead with you over Kaduna State, over Gombe State, over Plateau State, over Benue State, over Niger State. We cry to your God, come to this state, come to Nigeria, show us mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, what the government cannot do, God can do it. See, God can chase away all the bandits out of Nigeria without you firing one bullet. In 2 Kings, God just made the Syrian army to hear a noise. And when they heard the noise, they said, they have come after us. And everybody abandoned their weapons and ran away. Left their food. They ran. Can God do the same for our nation? That Psalm says, Psalm 68 verse 1 says, arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. We will raise our hand to heaven. Arise, O God. Let the troublers of Nigeria be scattered. Chase them out. Chase them out of Nigeria. Gombe State. Chase them out of Benue State. Chase them out of Nigeria. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. In our economy, arise. In our political life, arise. in our leadership, arise. Oh God, arise. Let the enemies be scattered. Let the travelers of Nigeria be scattered. Chase them out. Chase them out. Father, chase them out. By your divine wind, by your divine power, chase them out. Save Nigeria. Redeem Nigeria. Save Nigeria. Redeem Nigeria. Save Nigeria, Father. Redeem our nation. Thank you, our Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we're going to pray for those children. As I was saying that in the morning about Kaduna, I learned another one happened in Sokoto yesterday. So it has become a normal occurrence. They are not just collecting money for ransom now. They kill and harvest organs. Harvest kidney to go and sell. Can you see level of wickedness? Can we pray for those children? Father, send them back. Bring them back. Bring them alive. Bring them alive. This week, give us a miracle. Father, this week, give us a miracle. Give us a miracle. Let those children be delivered. Let them be rescued. Let them be brought back alive. Alive to their parents. Alive to their families. Oh God, deliver them. Deliver them. As you deliver Daniel from the lion's den, deliver these ones. Deliver them, men and women, boys and girls, children. Deliver them, Father, deliver them. Deliver them by your power. Let there be a miracle this week. Let there be a miracle this week. Father, let there be a miracle this week. Let there be a miracle this week. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. The last prayer is to pray for our president. Many of you may not like him. You may not be in his party, but that is not the matter now. He's already on that seat. Are you following me? He's the driver. He's the pilot. And we cannot pray that he should be blind or be paralyzed. Our prayer is God visit him with solution. What is the prayer point? Visit him with what? Has God done that in the Bible? In Genesis, when there was going to be famine all over the world, God revealed to Pharaoh a dream. He couldn't interpret the dream. They had to bring Joseph. And Joseph says, sir, 7 years of famine is coming. 7 years of famine is coming. The reason why it is repeated is because God will not change his mind over this matter. So my advice is this. During the years of plenty, let's do this, let's do this. If Pharaoh had not gotten that dream, what do you think would have happened to the whole of Egypt? They would have been ravaged by the famine. So God still speaks to leaders, even though they may not be Christians. Can we raise our two hands to beg God? Visit our leaders from our president with solutions. Solutions. Solutions to our economy problems. Solutions to our security problems. Father, visit our president. Visit our governors. Visit our ministers. This moment, oh God, this hour, this week, visit them with solutions. Solution, solution, solution to the problems of Nigeria. Oh, visit them. Visit them, visit them, Father. Visit them with solutions. Solutions, solutions. Divine solutions. Kapo shata. Kapanabas shata panabarabas. Rasata panabas shotapaya. Chile kapo sataya.
Rasata panabarabas, shata palabarabas. This sit down with solutions. This sit down with solutions. Thank you, our Father. We give you thanks. Can we just appreciate the Lord for answering our prayers? Just give him praise. Yes, Father, we thank you. We give you praise for your prayers. Don't go, just stay. We are going to round up the prayer. Lord, we thank you for this moment of prayer. Thank you for the invitation to become men and women of prayer. We ask that, Lord, you will anoint every one of us afresh. Release upon us now the spirit of grace and supplication. Every weariness, every difficulty in prayer, we set them aside by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every demon of prayerlessness that have been assigned after us as individuals, even our families, to hinder us from praying or being effective in the place of prayer, we bind such demons. We cast them out. Out of our lives, out of our families, out of this church, in the name of Jesus. Look at us right now, Father. Pass us through your divine X-ray. Everything in our lives, every deposit of darkness, every planting of the evil one waiting to manifest. Oh God, we cry to you from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Set every of such on fire. Father, set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire now. Every deposit of evil, every deposit of darkness waiting to manifest, we command them to catch fire. In the name of Jesus. 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 Every den of robber, every hideout of thieves in our lives, in our families, in this church, Father, set them on fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Impurity will not reign in this house. Unrighteousness will not prosper in this house. Sin will not thrive in this house. We receive the spirit of holiness. We receive the spirit of righteousness. We receive the spirit of truth in the name of Jesus. Baptize us as a church with the spirit of prayer. Glory be to your holy name. We appreciate you. Lord, behold Nigeria. This is not the Nigeria of your dream. This is not the Nigeria that you have made. Father, see the den of robbers. Father God, that have entered into your inheritance, we cry to you as your people, as the rod of your strength on the earth. We cry to you concerning Kaduna State, concerning Benue State, concerning Plateau State, concerning Niger State, concerning Gombe State, concerning Bauchi. Oh God, arise. Arise concerning these states. Arise concerning Nigeria. Let the troublers of Nigeria be scattered. In the name of Jesus, let bandits be scattered. Let kidnappers be scattered. Father, chase them out. Chase them out of Nigeria. Chase them out of Nigeria. Father, chase them out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, visit our nation, visit Nigeria, visit our president, visit the governors, BC the Executive Council, BC the National Assembly, BC them with solutions, BC them with inspirations, BC them with ideas that will bring solution to the problem of Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, we pray this week, Lord, this in Nigeria. This in Nigeria. Turn things around for good in Nigeria. Show us your mercy. Blessed be your holy name. For those children that have been kidnapped, Father, recover them for us. Father, recover them for us. One by one, recover them for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cause your hand to rest upon our military, upon the law enforcement agents. Oh God, rest your hand upon them and help them to do the needful. Glory be to your holy name. We bless and appreciate you, for there is none like unto you. Glory be to your name. Come, go back to your seat. Like us to pray as we are still praying. Go back to your seat. You are sick in your body. You need healing miracle. You need the touch of God. Just raise your hand to God wherever you are standing or wherever you are seated. If you are joining us online, just stretch forth your hand to the service as we pray for you. Jesus, you are the great physician. Jesus, you have done it before. You can do it again. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have paid the full price, not just for our redemption on the cross, but also for our health. We stand in your name this moment, and we come against every spirit of infirmity, every spirit behind this sickness. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We cast you out of their bodies, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus. We decree wholeness. Let the healing fire come upon you now. Let the healing anointing rest upon you now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Glory be to your name, Father, for doing it for us. Be thou magnified. Receive the quickening of your mortal bodies. Every pain is gone. Every fatigue is gone. Every stress disappear. In the name of Jesus, receive a fresh breath of God now. Thank you, Most High God. Glory be to your name. While we are still in attitude of prayer and closing, with our eyes closed, we will not end the service without giving opportunity for those who have come to church to give their lives to God, to Christ. You came to church this morning and said, Pastor, I want to receive forgiveness. This is the house of forgiveness. I want to become a child of God. I want my sins forgiven. I want my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you just raise your right hand to God? We'd like to pray with you. Anybody doing that today? God bless you, my brother. I want to give my life to God, to Christ. Any other hand? Any other hand? That is your prayer. That's your desire. For the last time, is anybody taking that decision? God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Any other person you want to give? God bless you over there. God bless you, my brother. That's why you came. That's why you came. Your heart moved you to come to church just to give your life to Christ. We are just encouraging you. Just come. Let's pray with you. Any other person? Just come. God bless you. Just come. God is starting something new in your life today. You can't be the same again.
You can't be the same again. You can't be the same again. Your heart is telling you to join these people. Can you come right away before I pray with them? Your heart is telling you, go out and join them. Can you just come before we pray? Just come before we pray. Yes, God bless you, my brother. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Your heart is telling you, join them. Join them. Follow your heart. That's
we
God talking to you.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.